In my opinion, this is what potentially led to the mystery school tradition's downfall in a lot of ways, is the fact that they decided to make it so that way they kept things away from the public, which allowed for tyrants to come into being, and then eventually to make it so that way they were all but eradicated from the planet as time went on. And then tyrants went in and took their own symbols and their understanding of things in order to use them in subversive ways to stop people from going further. Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I will be your host. In the last few episodes, we've been talking about the initiate's journey, and we've gone over the general overview of it from a 30,000-foot view, if you will, and then I've started to go into one of the segments of it, which had to do with belief in a higher power and the importance of that. And we will be continuing to do so with that in this episode as well, to go further into details about why that is and the importance of understanding these things in various different traditions. Now, before we get into that, a little bit of housekeeping. The first thing is that if this is If you're new to the podcast and you're coming in now, I was just going back in order, including listening to episode zero, which goes into the podcast as a whole and what to expect for it, as well as that it'll be various different seasons, etc. And then another housekeeping item is that later on, possibly in this season, definitely in season two onward, there will be things that I'm bringing up that are more research related. In the sense that they're constantly evolving, as I'm researching things, as well as other scholars in the field are researching things, as archaeology, and things of this particular nature that are happening here. And whenever I say something that has to do with one particular topic, let's say I'm doing something with Egypt, ancient Egypt, and whatnot, if I go and say a theory that was being posted on something with it, and then later on you hear me in that season talk about something completely different to it, unless I'm stating that this is somebody else's theory or that this is another way of looking at things or something like that, then you should take it to mean that I have changed my views on things based upon being exposed and becoming aware of new information to make that happen. In other words, when it comes to some of these more academic side of things, more research-based side of things, that newer episodes supersede older episodes if there's any contradiction. And now, with that out of the way, we will continue on with the main aspect of this podcast. So, for the last little bit here, we've been going over into the why all mystery school traditions, all initiate traditions, did not accept anybody who was atheistic, and that you had to believe in a higher power. We've touched upon the fact that it is and was seen as someone who had the highest level of ego that there was possible, that they were so far removed from truth that it wasn't even possible to really breakthrough to them, that they weren't even on the journey to discovering truth, because truth by its nature makes it so that way you have to yield to it rather than to your own desires. That the people who believed in such things that we would call today atheistic and whatnot, they were very much delusional in the sense that they were very detached from the way that things worked in the real world. And so this is kind of where we left off. We also talked upon, the need to search for things and be a true, honest seeker, and why that's the case with it. And we'll touch way more on that in episodes to follow. But this time around, I want to just touch on various different traditions and how they kind of looked at things and talked about things beforehand in ancient times, and why they did it the way that they did, and what their understanding kind of higher power was, and kind of where some of these ideas come from. Some of it we know as karmic law, say from the Eastern traditions. Other traditions will call it the law of consequentialism. Some people have called it natural law. That's what the founding fathers in the United States and people that are of various different other traditions, going all the way back to Cicero, called it, and even before him. And we can see traces and elements of belief in some form of a higher power or divinity in humanity going back a minimum of 800,000 years before we're even Homo sapiens sapiens. And I will go into more depth about what that was and why in older, excuse me, in newer episodes that will come out and in different seasons. But the point is that this is a very old concept and a very detailed understanding of things. And many traditions have at their core an exoteric version and an esoteric version. And the exoteric, this is where they just tell the lay people what it is, give them their version of things in their various stories, whether it be ancient myths from Sumeria or from ancient Egypt or the Nordic traditions or various different living traditions that are still this way, like the Vedic traditions in India, all the way to Hinduism, Shintoism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, etc. All the things that we take for granted as the cultural traditions and religions of the world, they all have an exoteric version of themselves. And the exoteric version, as stated previously, was for the lay people. These were for people that they just wanted them to know certain things and behave certain ways, and that was it. Here's the Ten Commandments, follow them, doing so equals you live a good life, believe in Jesus, make it so that way you make him a center of your life and whatnot, and that's pretty much it to the story. However, in the esoteric side of things, this is where you get deeper into the meanings, deeper understanding, deeper hidden messages and whatnot. And even Jesus himself claimed that there was stuff that was for the inner group and for the outer group. And we see this echoed again with Plato, as well as a plethora of other people that have come into being and whatnot. In my opinion, this is what potentially led to the mystery school tradition's downfall in a lot of ways, is the fact that they decided to make it so that way they kept things away from the public, which allowed for tyrants to come into being, and then eventually to make it so that way they were all but eradicated from the planet as time went on. And then tyrants went in and took their own symbols and their understanding of things in order to use them in subversive ways to stop people from going further with this. And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because if they had allowed even the profane to enter into the higher understanding and mysteries, as they would have called it, throwing pearls before swine idea, then perhaps the world would be a much different place and we would not have as much chaos as we currently see with things. But I digress a little bit. So, what also happened is that last time we spoke about physics and how there are unseen laws in physics that we still have to abide by. And the reason why I'm bringing up karma and the Ten Commandments, as well as other traditions and the esoteric versus the exoteric and whatnot, is that we have to follow certain social rules, not because somebody told us to do so, because it was written in one particular scripture or saying or another, but because it had been discovered by humanity in its various different traditions and various different forms, that there were other unseen laws that dictated and governed how society would function and to prevent it from falling apart. We talked about last time how this had to do with a very easy logical example is if you raise a society where everybody believes that murder is okay and the vast majority of those people go around murdering other people in that society will completely and utterly collapse and destroy itself. This is just fact. You can't get around that. And so, you know, this is why thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, however it's translated in various different versions of the Bible or even in other traditions where they all tell you the same thing. It's because we figured this out real quick that this was a problem, and some we may not have even had to do anything in terms of an experiment with it. We probably could just think it through and realize that this was going to be hugely problematic. And so why I'm bringing this up is because this is what we're going to be talking about in terms of a higher power as well, in terms of this understanding, not just the physical laws that are granted in nature and whatnot, which also have to do with there being something higher than oneself, but the social laws that you don't have any control over, these unseen laws that make it so that we can get what we want or destroy what we have, if, either for good or for better, because that's what are built into the code of the universe, so to speak. And so this is why we have karmic laws or cosmic laws or laws of consequentialism, natural law. All these things are the same term for something, for the same thing, excuse me. Different terms for the same thing. And this makes it so that way we can look at this lens and understand things better. Now, when we talk about the exoteric stuff, what happens is if a population only understands the exoteric version of things rather than the esoteric understanding of things, then what you get is a population that is doing things by accident rather than having a full understanding of why they are doing what they are doing. And this means that whoever are the leaders of a particular group of people or a particular culture or a particular place and time, that they can go and manipulate things for better or for worse. If you can't read, you can't write, you're completely dependent upon what other people are telling you, which is what has happened for most of the past time periods and whatnot that we have any historical records for, and even time periods before we have any historical records. And so this makes it so that way there was a knowledge difference in terms of things, and that led to a power differential between various different groups. The people who held this knowledge and the people that didn't have this knowledge. If you have people who are in charge who are looking out for everybody else's best interest as well, then that's fine. It can work for a while. But then if you get people in there who are parasitic, leeches, that don't care about anybody else, who start slowly tweaking the understanding of things, making it so that way people don't understand why they're doing things, you can get a huge, completely different understanding of how society plays out and works and why. One of the examples of this is with the Aztec Empire. They didn't have any of this murdering of the various different people to the Temple of the Sun and to cover their sun god at all until somebody else came in and changed the way that they understood the traditions and didn't know that that's not what needed to be done with it. And suddenly you get this huge warlike culture that goes around conquering and enslaving other people and bringing the victims back in order to go kill people and sacrifice them to their sun god and whatnot. That this is not what their original teachings were, but because the people did not understand the hidden meanings, the deeper reasons, the why and the how things came into being, and were only told what to think rather than how to think, then it made it so that way the new leaders that had come in, that they were able to completely disrupt the way things are being done and destroy empires and whatnot. You know, this doesn't even have to be for religious purposes. This could be for how things play out on a societal level in a different way. And we're seeing the same problem happening all over the world now, where people are told not to follow their traditions, to not understand them, to be distracted by TikTok, or to make it so that way they're watching this over here, or, you know, not to go after their dreams and their deeper aspirations, not to help humanity out as a whole, just to go after their own narcissistic ways and whatnot, and to make it so that way it's all about me, 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 me. And that in and of itself is a particular philosophy that is antithetical to life, literally, and we'll cover that later on in another season. Talk about the trappings that can come along to block the initiate's journey. And when we look at these things all combined with it, you know, we're falling for the same traps because people are just allowing their leaders to do whatever they want, not ever questioning, well, do these people have my best interest at heart? Does the media, which are the other people who write our stories, literally called narratives, as we call them today, are you following the narrative? Do they have our best interest at heart? And so this is also what happens when you follow blindly authority outside of oneself, which is partly why I brought up the story of the Buddha and with the various different people that came and talked to him, asking whether God exists or not in the previous one. Because if you go too far to the other side, never questioning authority, always allowing it to go and do its thing with it. In this case, it was about God. But, you know, if someone comes in and says you need an intercessor between you and God, then you have to question whether that person's intentions are and why they exist. And why can't you talk to God directly or have understanding of things with it and make that happen? And then, of course, you have various other people who want to claim ownership over other people, as we've seen throughout history through slavery and that kind of stuff, as well as make it so that way they just don't care about anybody else and are only self-interested, which is nothing wrong with having self-interest, but it also needs to be backed up with making it so that way you care about other people too, and that you don't want to do them any harm. And unfortunately, there's a lot of unscrupulous people who, throughout history, as anybody who studies it knows. And so this was the dynamic that was being brought up. You can't fall onto one side not believing that there's a higher power, because if you do, it leads to problems. And if you also follow believing in a higher power blindly, this also leads to problems, which is why the person who was actively seeking for things and was truly interested in discovering truth for themselves, rather than having it handed to them by somebody else, with it in the story that I'd given in my own rendition, was, you know, on the right path, and Buddha didn't need to say anything to him. So this is part of the issue for both sides of things. And we'll be covering this in great detail at some point, I promise, all the dynamics that go into the thinking of one side versus the other side and how that plays out, because it is very important and it is something that is desperately not understood by most people today. And I'm going to start going into some other thoughts about this at some point too that have to do with psychology that'll help back this up, modern understanding of psychology that'll help really explain the dynamics that are going on here much, much more deeply. Now, back to the main aspects of things that we're talking about. So, what is natural law? What is consequentialism? What is all those other things that I brought up earlier, karma, all this stuff? It's you know, it's what the Bible says, reap what you sow. In other words, you get what you get because there are consequences for doing things, and it's based upon your actions. Now, it's also based upon other people's actions and their own understanding of things with it. Again, if you have a society that thinks that murdering people is a good idea, even if you don't, well, you can still fall victim to that. This is another trap that people fall into, which is, well, that's just some antiquated idea or some silly notion or things. I don't need to know anything about it. I don't need to look into it. It doesn't affect me because I don't believe in it. What about all the school shootings that occur? They have their own views of the world and understandings of things with it, and they most certainly can harm you. And so this is why we see certain things that happen in society, is because people claim that they want freedom and truth and justice and, you know, peace and abundance, but are our actions in alignment with what we claim that we want? Do our belief systems that we have that are instilled into us by our society, by our parents, by our teachers, by our politicians, by whoever it is that's doing it, religious leaders, etc., are they actually leading us to the goals that we claim that we want? Well, clearly no, because if that were the case for it, we'd already have achieved these things. Or if yes, then they only did so in part because we lost those things. And we need to figure out where we went astray and how to regain them back and whatnot. And so this is where we are going to be going deeper into things and trying to understand what these things are, why they existed, and why they were taught to things with it. And we'll look at what the initiates were going through at some point later on. But to give a brief understanding of what natural law is, it's just like physics. There are laws that are immutable, that cannot be changed by anybody else, and that these are laws that govern the behavioral consequences of individuals, and it functions perfectly all the time, anywhere and everywhere. So it's omnipresent, and it cannot be changed. They're immutable. So I can't change the laws of physics. If I drop my pen, it falls to the ground or the table or wherever it is that it falls to and whatnot, but there's nothing I can do about gravity. It still exists. We can use sub-laws in order to have impact on gravity, like using electromagnetism and things of this nature, or we can create rocket ships that can escape the Earth's gravitational field and then go somewhere else, but we're still always impacted by it. It's still there everywhere we go, and there's nothing we can do to change those laws. It's the exact same thing for these hidden laws that that govern behavioral consequences. That's all. History has taught us this. History has shown this to be the case. We talked about that a little bit last time too, when we could have had the Industrial Revolution before in the Roman Empire with all the technology being there, but because they believed in something that was morally wrong to believe in, aka slavery, then they never actually went after and created machines that could do their work for them, instead having to use man-powered muscle, woman-powered muscle, animal-powered muscle through, you know, horses and oxen and things of this nature. Instead, they did not gather mechanical power to the level that they could have, and we could have had an Industrial Revolution literally over 1,000 years earlier than we did in actuality. So, if you take the notion of karma, it's the exact same thing as cause and effect. The difference is that it's not just what you've done, it's also what other people are doing, and it's also where it can be from multiple lifetimes. So in this view of things with it, it's because of previous mistakes that were made by you and reincarnated with it that affect you directly, or it's done, which this one is obvious even to someone who believes only in one and done life, that you also have these consequences from previous time periods. There are things that happen that have been done by other people that have nothing to do with us that we've all benefit from. You know, Nikola Tesla, as an example, created the modern alternating current system that we all use for electricity. He's long gone and dead, but we're still benefiting from it because of his discovery and making it public and known with it. Whoever figured out how to boil an egg and turn that into something that we could eat that particular way makes it so that way every single person on the planet now has access to that. And now, of course, in the modern age with the internet and technology and all that other stuff, information is flowing faster than we can consume it. And we should not take that for granted in any way, shape, or form. So the notion that we all benefit from previous things also can come to us in consequences that are negative for things too and whatnot. You know, if you look at wars that have happened in the past and the consequences of things for that, they're absolutely terrible, and we all have to function from it and live with it and deal with the consequences of it. World War II changed the trajectory of history by a large margin for what could have been if it never had come about. In terms of all the lives lost, all the history that was destroyed in Europe and around the world, and the impact that it had on so many communities, instead of what could have been better if the war had never come into being and whatnot. So there is laws that govern everything with it, and it's passed forward from generation to generation as well. Some stuff you can see the effects of immediately. Some things are delayed literally by hundreds of years for the consequences of them and the buildup of them. And that's what makes seeing these laws so difficult, at least for some of them. Other ones, like we pointed out, of, you know, just a society based around murder, doesn't work. You don't even need to test that, like we've talked about. You can just go and look at it logically. And so this is proof of a higher level intelligence, if you will, a higher level order to things that makes us that way. We have to follow them, and it's having to do with the higher power again, and why anybody who does not believe in such a thing is such a problem, and why they believe they were such a problem, and why they did not want to give this information to them. So the ancient mystery school traditions, they wanted to protect this information from being used also in negative ways and to go and do terrible things to society. You know, imagine somebody like Hitler or Stalin or whoever having access to the same level of how to completely destroy and manipulate people and whatnot, even to a higher level than they already did. So this is why they protected it in dark times and had to go underground and whatnot. And there are reasons why they did it, but I'm saying that there's also consequences for them not doing so. And we're all having to deal with it to this day because of that, to where people don't really care about the why or the how. They only want to know the what and be told what to do rather than claiming their own destiny, unfortunately. At least that's the way most people are. And because people do not question authority too much and put too much faith into it, and therefore they even believe in a higher power even if they're atheist, it's just that they believe that it's human beings that are the higher power, that have special rights that have been granted to them, it makes it so that way there's problems that come along with these types of thinking too. And so we need to find the middle path. And this is what Buddha was talking about in his story of things with it. Where he heard, I forget exactly what it is, but like a lute or a guitar, or not a guitar, but a sitar, excuse me, or some other instrument that was stringed instruments that was being there, where he says, if the string is too tight, it can't play and it breaks. And if it's too loose, then it makes it so that way it gives off these sounds that are not in harmony, that are in discord with one another. And if you have to where it's done properly, though, to where it's not too tight and not too loose, then you get the perfect amount for what's going on and you can be in harmony with things. I mean, this is stuff that we're taught with fairy tales and stuff like that, where you have going into the bear's house and making it so that way she tests all the different beds and that kind of thing, and eating the food and not too hot, not too cold, this is just right, etc. It's the same concept that we even instill in the kids, even whether regardless whether we know it or not. So this is what they were talking about and why they were talking about it and the understandings of it. And so this will be where I finish today. And next time we'll go into some other topic because I think I've hit this on the head enough, at least to get the point across for this particular season. And we'll look forward to going into more about what it means to stop lying to yourself and to others and the consequences of doing so for yourself and for the world around you by not being honest with yourself and to other people and in the dealings that are going on. Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Knowledge podcast. If you found this interesting and or useful in any way, shape, or form, please go to my website at forbiddenknowledge.org. And you can sign up for my email list to get a PDF that goes into these things in its own way and detail. And you can go there to sign up to be a client of mine, should you be interested in working with me directly about how to use the initiate's journey and the initiate's path to create the lifestyle that you want for yourself.